Old Story Quest Audiobooks presents The Abandoned by Sharon Thompson, narrated by Aoife McMahon. Dublin, 1950s. I knew the stranger at my door would cry. All that curled blonde hair and her clinging to a navy handbag. I was surprised her type still found me. Peggy? She asked.
Yes.
A gloved hand steadied her on the doorframe, and I moved to let her inside. Thanks be to God she didn't embarrass us both on the doorstep. A busy Dublin street is not the place for a woman to weep and wail about her lot. I was sent by... I lifted my hungover hand to stop her.
No names. You're lucky. My medicine's room is free at the minute.
Perfect curls danced under her fancy hat when she nodded. Then, sweet Christ, it started, like I knew it would. Big tears plopping down onto those pale cheeks, blue eyes begging me for sympathy. I know I'm hardened to a great deal, but tears are tough to ignore.
How far along are you?
Not long.
This way, I said. There was no sound from upstairs. My two girls must have been sleeping rather than humping. This blonde one had a slim behind with no bulge out in front. A navy skirt snipped in at the waist and a grey jacket that I'd have liked myself over her cream blouse all ironed and silky looking. She knew how to look after herself, and someone had raised the money quick smart. By the looks of her, she seemed much the age of myself. Hitting 30 she was. And she should have had more sense than to need me. She watched me intently, despite the tears, my bleached hair not to her standards, and me with a tattered apron on to hide my tight-knitted jumper and straight skirt. You sure you're in bother?
I asked, turning the key and creaking open the door to my medicine's room. That nodding started again, and more snivelling. Slim shoulders rising and falling as she trembled to her very knees.
Don't be crying.
I thought of the money.
Please.
I became as gentle as you like and used the midwife's face that I've practiced over the years. An odd time, I wonder why and how they have come to this. I know, though, that most of them are married and visit me more than once, burdened with too many. Used to spreading their legs and having life or death removed from their groins. But these girls are different.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?